Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. John Harrison is here. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on, let's see, what do we got here? 6 years, 5 years, 6 years. He's six in his sixth year. How about that? He's been hanging out with us. He is the author of Making Mammon Service, Making Mammon Serve You, A Biblical Mastery of Money Mastery, A Biblical Manual for Money Mastery. I'll get it right in a minute, John. Sorry about that. And he's an ordained minister and a certified financial planner and our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
And I'll work harder on your book in the next segment. I'm saying it right.
I like alliteration, so it could be a bit of a tongue tire.
I believe it. You know, I'm not good at that. Hey, John, thanks for joining us. We're wrapping up February, which is Black History Month, and you're on a lot of times during the year, but I always like especially to have you on during Black History Month to give us your perspective. Where do you think we are in America with regard to race relations? Are we better off today than we were a year ago or 5 years ago or not?
I think in many ways we are. It's interesting because I've been around long enough. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And I've watched how Black History Month has evolved in my lifetime and realized that it's beginning to mean different things than it meant when I was a child. I can remember as a little kid, there was a drawer in a table in our living room that had a little pamphlet in it that was handed out by local churches and black-owned businesses like funeral homes or whatever. And it was a list of all the black firsts. You know, this guy is a black mayor of a city. This guy is a black lawyer who argued before the Supreme Court and so on and so forth.
Booker T. Washington and things like that.
Yeah, and the book was short enough that you could memorize who was in it. And today we live in a day that if you tried to list all of the black firsts, you couldn't. It's not even that remarkable today to see the black CEO of a Fortune 500 company, whether it's a Xerox or at one point Merrill Lynch or
the president of the Screen Actors Guild. of the Academy, I should say, whatever the name they call themselves, is a black woman.
Right.
From which some black actors were boycotting because no blacks were nominated.
Right. So it's one of those things that, while on the one hand it's very easy to see that that many doors that used to be closed are now not, and that many institutional barriers have fallen, I think in terms of race relations, there's as much tension as there probably has ever been.
Is it justified? Is the tension justified, John?
Sometimes, but not mostly. I think what happens is that the spirit of grievance sets in on both sides, and we end up with people I like to call the fellowship of the perpetually aggrieved.
Right.
There's always
they're professionals.
Yeah. There's always something that's not exactly as it should be. And if you spend your entire life angry and shouting about that thing, it's not much of a life. And, you know, I would look at Black History Month and maybe compare the people who achieved great things against enormous odds decades ago and show them to people who are protesting on college campuses now with, you know, because there aren't enough safe spaces and the diversity bureaucracy hasn't done exactly what they want, and explain to them that they really don't have much to complain about if they just look at their history.
Well, aren't they... I mean, when you think about the shoulders that these whiners stand on, what they went through to accomplish that list that you're now talking about, doesn't that make them whiners instead of protesters?
It really does, and
especially if they're not complaining about something that matters.
Yeah,
and that is comprehensive. Like I'm sorry, like Black Lives Matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would you say that and make it all about the police when little children are being gunned down by black gangs? Why isn't that part of your agreement?
And the culture is such that no one's allowed to talk about that. If a black person mentions that the number one killer of, you want to be really serious? Number one killer of black youth in this country is abortion.
Yeah.
But if you take it even beyond
right.
that.
And the next one is other black young men.
Yeah, and as a black person, I can't say that because that makes me a traitor. And as a white person, you can't say it because that makes you a racist.
That's right.
And so,
that's the bankrupt situation we're in right now, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that a bankrupt argument? Is there any other way to call it that?
I don't think so.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, aspirefa.com, aspirefa.com is his website. Quick break, 20 tales. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.